Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to go ahead with an excise tax proposal for the cultivation of medical marijuana in unincorporated areas of the county. The graduated tax would be from $1 per square foot for smaller grows under 2,500 square feet and up to $4.50 per square foot for larger grows, with the largest allowed up to 22,000 square feet. The revenue generated would be used for local public safety, parks, and environmental cleanup and restoration efforts, among others. Polling data supports the excise tax, and the measure will come back before the board in July. The supervisors also approved the county's panhandling ordinance by a vote of 4-1, with Supervisor Mark Lovelace dissenting, a measure that restricts the areas where solicitation can be done and how it can be done. It's barred near bus stops and ATM machines, or in areas where it can impede traffic like median strips, or the driveways to businesses and restaurants. The measure addresses aggressive or threatening behavior as well. In the 1960s, California was at the forefront of the nuclear power industry, and as many as 9 nuclear power plants were scheduled to be built across the state, including the plant on Humboldt Bay. By the end of the month, however, California will no longer have an operating nuclear power plant in the state after the Diablo Canyon plant is decommissioned. The Humboldt Bay facility was online for 13 years from 1963 through 76 and was fully decommissioned in 1988. The other plants in San Onofre and Rancho Seco have also been closed in the past decades, and 3 planned nuclear plants, one each in Bodega Bay, Stanislaus, and Sun Desert, were never built. The sheriff's office is searching for 4 men who forced their way into the residence of an elderly couple at a residence on Park Street in Fairhaven over the weekend. The 90-year-old male resident said 4 men came into his room, pointed a handgun at him, and then robbed the house, stealing hundreds of dollars worth of collector coins, antique jewelry, a harmonica, and prescription drugs. The men wore black masks and remain at large. Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest will host a public meeting this evening from 4 until 6 o'clock at Forest Headquarters in the Bayshore Mall in Eureka. The public is invited to attend and receive briefings on the wildfire season outlook, how to reduce risk to the public and infrastructure, and how the Forest Service fights wildland fires. Last year, more than 100,000 acres in the Six Rivers National Forest were burned in wildfires, all due to 14 major complexes. Firefighters have made good progress on the Pony Fire burning near Highway 96 southwest of Happy Camp. The lightning-caused blaze has scorched nearly 3,000 acres, but containment is now above 60% as fire crews rebuild fire breaks used in previous blazes in the area. Just over 340 personnel remain assigned to the blaze, and full containment is estimated for the first week of July. The fire command changes from a Type 2 command to a Type 3 command today as resources are pulled from the fire and dispatched elsewhere. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's been a terrible year for crab fishermen along the California coast. The crab fishing season was suspended in December due to elevated amounts of domoic acid found in crab off the coast, and the season wasn't officially opened until a few weeks ago. Greg Dale, a harbor commissioner and oyster farmer, spoke about the impact that ocean conditions can have on local fisheries when he appeared on Talk Shop on Monday. Dale said that bacteria and toxins are a part of nature.
You know, it's all marine biotoxins, so there's things in the water that can make you sick, all right? We deal with it from the oyster world because we're selling a raw protein product, but there's always something in the water, bacteria. Everything you eat that comes out of the ocean has bacteria on it or in it or some kind of toxin in it or on it. We are regulated 3 ways from Sunday to make sure that everything is safe.
Dale also pointed out that there are other dangers to fisheries, such as red tides, an occurrence that is rare for our region, but one that can be dangerous and one that is repeatedly tested for in local oysters.
Red tide is generally paralytic shellfish poisoning. It will cause you to become paralyzed. We deal with that every year. It's not something we see a lot of here in Humboldt County. We monitor for it weekly. We get little hits here and there. It's around. We just don't get big blooms. Puget Sound gets blooms. Down by San Francisco, they get fairly large blooms.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Harbor Commissioner Greg Dale by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.